Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Brightly colored neon sign-styled lettering reads, Netflix presents, a Netflix original film. A hand slides a key-shaped flash drive into a USB slot on a laptop and clicks open a file named untitled.als. A music sequencer application opens up. A young man plugs in a pair of headphones and closes his eyes. He lets out a heavy breath as he starts playing a keyboard, then clicks open a folder named Mom's Vocal. He drags an audio file onto an empty wave pane and hits play. He manipulates various controls on different devices and adjusts various aspects of sound quality as the track progresses. He grooves to the music as he works. An instant message notification from Tariq Hariri pops up in a corner of the screen. The musician clicks on it to see a string of messages reading, "Dude, dude, dude." He takes off his headphones and replies, "What?" in all caps with three question marks. Tariq sends him a link to a track named "All I Ever Wanted" by Ethan Shaw. The young man's eyes brighten as he watches the number of views rapidly count upwards.
"We just hit 1 million.
Tariq texts him, "Working on something huge. Stand by." Out in the hallway, a little boy waves around a toy sword.
"Be careful or someone might come and kick your ass."
"Charlie, do not say that. We don't kick people's asses."
"There you go, Grandma."
He hands her a laptop, then hurries back to turn down the music.
"Hey, are there any more comments about me?"
"Everyone's loving your voice, Mom. Seriously."
At a restaurant.
"I am so sorry about that. I'll take it right off the bill."
Tariq is on his cell.
"Hey, dude, where are you?"
"At my house. What's up?"
"Hey, Table 10 said their shawarma was overdone. That is the third time this week. If you do it again, I gotta tell my dad, okay?" "No, dude, where are you exactly?"
"I'm obviously at my fucking house with my fucking mom, Tariq. Why are you being so weird?"
Tariq exits the back door with a smile.
"I just wanted you to remember where you were the day your whole life changed."
Elsewhere, a young couple is in bed.
"Last fest together."
"That's right."
"Well, we should talk about it."
"I better keep packing."
The girl, her hair blonde and thinly braided, kisses him on his chest and gets up to pull on a shirt. He playfully tugs her back onto the bed.
"Come on, 2 more minutes, please. Hey, you don't have to pack everything anyway. It's not like you're not coming back here."
"We need to get up.
She bends over him to give him another kiss, then gets up. He wistfully looks at pictures of them together.
"You know, lots of couples make it through periods of long distance."
She checks her laptop.
If they want to."
"They just announced last minute ads to the lineup. You're never gonna guess who it is."
She scrolls down an XOXO website to a thumbnail for an article announcing Ethan Shaw as the new addition to the festival lineup. In a bedroom, a pretty girl does up her hair in colored buns. She receives a text message from a guy named Jordan. "You see who they just added to the lineup?" The girl, Crystal, types back, "Yes, it's so crazy. He'll be playing the first time we meet," along with a kissing smiley. She adds, "It's dumb, but I always think of that as our song." She is wearing a shirt, a red-colored skirt, knee-high stockings, and platform boots. Jordan responds with, "It's fate," along with several hard-eyed smileys and pink hearts. Crystal blushes as another girl enters the room.
"All right, babe, you ready to pop your rape?" "Oh, no. You're not wearing that. You look like a nun."
"Okay."
At a record store, a guy with a clipboard walks down an aisle.
"Not sick of that fucking song yet?"
"No, dude, this track is tight. It's so good. Hey, you know what I'm sick of, though? Is this cheesy 90s shit. Like, no wonder we're going out of business, you know what I mean?"
"Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe if you were more focused, we wouldn't be going out of business, okay?"
"Did we put this up, or did someone, like, sneak in and put this up? And I don't remember. Yeah, I'm focusing, for sure."
"I can't believe I'm going to fucking XOXO. It's like I'm making up for some shit I did in a past life."
"Dude, this is the best part right here. This is my favorite part. Neil, right here."
Back at Ethan's house,
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I think I just had an aneurysm.
Tariq grins.
I said I managed to book you a slot. You're gonna DJ at XOXO. In 8 hours.
A flip clock reading, time until set, appears beside Ethan's anxious face and begins counting down. Against a black background, dazzling neon lights form the title XOXO. Ethan gets to work in his bedroom while Tariq assembles press packs while working at the restaurant. Meanwhile, the blonde girl, Shani, palms a small glass bottle of drug capsules. Crystal tries on different outfits before her friends, who cringe in disapproval. She picks out a beaded bracelet which spells out the words, "All I ever wanted." Back at the store,
Avilo's gonna be there, dude! We're gonna be able to feel the bass!
No Avilo, no Martin Garrix, no Fest. We're gonna take the bus, we're gonna go right to the festival, we're gonna drop everybody off, and then we're gonna come back, okay? That's it.
His employee, Jace, sticks out his tongue.
You're nasty, man.
I'm not nasty, dude. I'm just trying to make money, man. And I have to recount it now because you keep talking.
Crystal puts on a white sequin top and skirt. Her friends approve. Now, Ethan lugs equipment out his front door as Tariq approaches.
Jesus, dude, you think they make you assemble your own setup from scratch? Just want to be prepared.
This is XOXO, not a party at someone's mom's house.
Dude, I got you so hooked up, you're probably not even gonna have to touch your stuff. They'll have, like, minions to do it for you.
Ethan looks tense.
Hey, seriously though, man. Look, I was able to book you because you deserve to be there. Once all these people hear your tracks, it's gonna be like, ah.
I'm not gonna hear my tracks. Except for All I Ever Wanted, I'll play that last.
What?
They're not ready, Tariq, you know that.
Ethan holds up his flash drive.
These are the rough tracks for the record label guy, okay? Don't lose them. Seriously.
Dude, I got this. Everything's taken care of.
Tariq pockets it, and they get in his car.
What's that smell?
Don't freak out, but I just gotta make a few deliveries.
What do you mean, deliveries?
My dad fired Mo.
No. No.
No, don't worry. I only have to cover his lunch shift till 2:33, the latest.
Dude, how am I supposed to get there? Where are we even going right now?
I got you a seat on this party bus, man. I'll get there right
party
after
bus?
You, I swear.
Seriously, a party bus? How can you do this to me? You're really going to make me go alone.
Party buses are great. You can pass out your promos to people, get them to come to the show.
Don't you have that meeting with the label guy that you're supposed to go to? If you go back to work, there's no chance that your dad lets you out. That is a definite. My God, dude, this is a sign. Like, this is a total sign that there's no chance I can go.
No.
This whole thing's a trap.
A trap? Dude, what do you think they're gonna do? Lure you out to steal your shitty synthesizers and your 2007 Acer? Just trust me, okay? I've gotten us this far. You are gonna play an amazing set, and I am gonna be there. We're in this together, just like always. I promise, everything's gonna be fine.
Now, Jace decorates a bus with bright, hand-painted posters reading XOXO and Plur Bus. Later, a crowd of youngsters dance beside it. Neil rolls his eyes as he dodges a girl waving around a frilly cape. Another girl wearing plastic butterfly wings eagerly steps up to him.
Hi! Do you have somewhere I can store these?
Yeah, bottom of the bus.
But they'll get crushed.
Happens to butterflies every day.
A dead raccoon falls from the cargo hatch.
Whatever.
Is there Wi-Fi on the bus?
Dude.
Neil eyes the guy's pink bodysuit.
Kill yourself.
Meanwhile, Jay surveys the bus interior.
Come on, let's go.
No, it feels like it's still missing something.
Nah.
Hey, did you remember to pack my fog machine?
No, we don't need that. There's bigger issues. There was a dead raccoon in the storage compartment.
Are you serious? Okay, did it look natural? How bad was it?
No, it hung itself. Come on, let's go. It was depressed because we didn't fucking leave yet.
Jace sets up a colorful disco ball, selects a playlist on his cracked phone, and inhales from a balloon.
All right, party people! Are you ready for XOXO?
Now, Neil sits down in the packed bus and wearily runs a hand through his hair. The partygoers bounce in their seats and groove in the aisle, waving their hands in the air. Shani holds up the pill bottle to her boyfriend, Ray.
We should wait to take these until right before we get in. Stretch out a little longer.
I know, but I just can't believe this is the last time we're going to be doing
this. Hey, stop the bus!
Shani sees Ethan running up to the bus. It slows down and he steps in. Jace points him to a seat in the back, and Ethan heads towards it, taking his luggage with him and wearing a small, forced smile. A guy in a straw hat pats Ethan's arm appreciatively as he passes. Ethan sinks into his seat, looking exhausted.
Oh,
Ethan shuts his eyes and leans back in his seat as the ravers around him go crazy. Meanwhile, at a gas station, Crystal and her flashily dressed friends get back into an open convertible.
Your soulmate? I just have a feeling, you know? He sent me this song, and it was like he knew me. Like, he knew it'd be the perfect song to send to me.
Crystal, everyone's listening to that song.
Oh, little Crystal wants a soulmate.
What do you want with a soulmate anyway? Don't you know we're going to a huge party? There's gonna be endless hot guys for you to choose from. Like a candy store of dudes.
That's cool that you like candy, but I want chocolate. The kind you save for a special occasion and eat slowly.
I don't think it's that crazy, you know? Most of our parents met when they were our age.
Yeah, now they're all divorced.
Come on, don't give her shit. I've got a soulmate I'm meeting up with, too. Maybe you guys have heard of him. His name's DJ Avila!
They pull out of the lot and head down an open highway. 4 hours, 58 minutes, and 30 seconds until set. At the restaurant, Tariq makes a call.
Hello? Hi, yes, this is Tariq Hariri, Ethan Shaw's manager.
Yeah, I was supposed to meet with Mr. Henderson at 6, but if you can believe this, there was some strange noise in the engine of my plane, so rather than risk it, we decided to take the limo.
Yeah, of all of my clients, Ethan Shaw is my favorite. Okay, I'm sorry, the limo's a little bit loud.
No, we'll still be there, we just might be a little bit late. Great, okay, thank you very much.
He drops a stack of CDs.
Come on.
Tariq, what are you doing? We have customers.
Sorry.
On the bus, Ethan rolls his eyes at a hyperactive raver with a video camera strapped to his head. Ethan texts Tariq. Dude, I'm gonna kill you. I'm stuck with this weirdo. Tariq replies, give him your promo. Leave it in 5 tops. The guy opens a flap on his sleeve, lined with plastic baggies filled with various pills and capsules.
Brought sensations for all occasions, my friend. Dude, check it. I'm gonna get started with these little Vicodin babies right here. And top that off with these pharmaceutical-grade THC caps. A little bit later on, if you're interested. Oh, and the mushies are for whenever the sun goes.
Pills spill onto Ethan's keyboard.
Man, sorry.
I'm actually trying to work on something
right
now.
And the molly, dude, I'm gonna save the molly for, like, right before a velo, so it's, like, really intense.
What is he doing?
You know what I'm saying?
Poor fucking guy.
Consider the fact that the universe is infinite.
Hey, do you want to sit with us? We have room.
Shani moves on to Ray's lap, and Ethan takes her seat.
I really needed that.
They see Ethan on his laptop playing the track All I Ever Wanted.
Very nice. Listen to Ethan Shaw. We're pretty stoked about him. We think he's going to be the best thing at the fest, yeah.
So good.
Ethan gapes.
You guys are fucking with me, right?
People flock through the entrance gates at the venue. In the convertible, Crystal points to the right as they drive straight forward.
Aren't we supposed to go that way?
No way, girl. We're VIP. Darla got us that sweet hookup. Ah!
Woo! Woo! Oh, don't worry, Crystal. Jordan will still be there. We promise.
Woo! XOXO!
Now, the girls enter a VIP lounge.
Oh my god, it's DJ Polaroid!
Crystal lags behind and texts Jordan. I'm here, stuck in VIP. Where are you?
XOXO ladies, to being young and pretty and to not giving a fuck.
Woo!
And to Crystal, may she finally get some and stop babbling about soulmates.
I can't do shots, I'll throw up.
They down their shots, then Darla feeds Crystal hers. Crystal grimaces.
Who's my girl? Let's go, let's go date it.
A montage of the girls dancing and doing more shots. Darla dances sensually with a DJ, their faces close to each other. Jordan texts Crystal back, waiting in line, almost inside. Crystal's battery is down to 8%. A handsome goateed man approaches the bar beside the girls.
Hey, give him that top shelf this time, man.
He tosses out drink coupons.
You got these? That's what your party girls like, right? The good stuff?
He eyes Darla lustfully. The girls do more shots. Crystal texts, LMK where you want to meet. The two other girls, Nikki and Chelsea, make out. Back on the bus.
You know, I always felt like this nothing kid from Costa Mesa, but when I was out there in the middle of this massive crowd, everybody moving together, and I don't know, I felt like...
You were part of something way bigger?
Yeah. You know, and just to be performing at the same event as DJ fucking Avila, it's...
Yeah.
That's insane.
Ethan's eyes light up. The ravers exchange exasperated looks.
Nowadays, man. I remember when Avilo was this jerky kid that was literally paying club promoters so he could play shitty events in San Bernardino. And Anders, I remember he was this weirdo, chubby Asian kid that was just passing out flyers to try and get people to come to his shows. That's why this shit is why I turn my back on that, on the whole culture, man.
Neil?
Yeah, hold on one second, okay?
At the lounge, the man and Darla smile and eye one another flirtatiously.
Hey, are you ready to go inside? That guy is actually Avilo's manager. He said he's gonna get us inside of his private room. But, and he's gonna introduce us to Anders. Come on, we're going.
Who's Anders?
Are you serious? Anders created XOXO. No one's ever met him because he's like super secretive and stuff. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
You think he'll know some place to charge my phone?
On the bus.
I'm moving to New York actually tomorrow. I just got a job at a wealth management firm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have a job out there too?
No, I'm in a 5-year program, so I have another year of school.
So you guys are doing the whole long distance thing.
Well, we haven't really, really talked about it yet, but.
They share awkward smiles.
It's like peace, love, unity, respect. That all became this vapid bro culture. And honestly, I feel sad for you guys and your fucking tank tops. Yeah. I feel totally sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that sad? Actual sadness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, dude?
I feel sad too. Do you hear that sound? Sir? Okay, so I'm trying to talk to Montel about it, but I honestly.
Stop talking so I can hear the sound.
I think the bus driver might be deaf.
At the restaurant.
Hey, thank you guys whenever you're ready.
Tariq places a check before the last customers. The countdown reads 3 hours, 37 minutes.
Come in.
Tariq enters his father's office.
Yes, Tariq?
Dad, you said I only had to cover Mo's shift until 3. It's 3:23. Can I please go? There's only one couple in there, and they're finished with their...
Tariq, I'm busy with all this paperwork. I need you to work the dinner shift.
The dinner shift? That Jahar's coming in at 4.
You have somewhere better to be?
I told you Ethan's concert is tonight. I'm his manager. I have to be there.
You're my manager. I'm the one who pays you.
I don't want to do this forever.
His father shakes his head.
This restaurant that I struggled to build, it's not good enough for you?
No, Dad, it's not that it's not good enough.
You don't appreciate the value of stability, Tariq. A family.
Ethan is my family, Dad. His video has over 1 million views on YouTube. I booked him a slot at the biggest rave in America.
He's gonna be a big success, Dad, and I'm gonna be there.
Tariq, this is madness. I give you a good job, a future, and you shit on it.
I like being his manager, and I think that I'm good at it. You know, maybe it turns out that I'm not and I fail, but at least I'll know that I had tried and I'd hope that you would understand that.
Tariq's face trembles with emotion.
Anyways, I'm going now.
Tariq, don't even think about it.
His father holds him with a stern glare, but Tariq gives him a withering, disappointed look and leaves.
Tariq!
On a desert road, the party bus slows to a stop. Fumes emerge from the engine.
What just happened?
What the hell's going on right now?
Yo, we should get food or what?
All right, listen.
Why did we stop? What is
this? All right, listen, guys, just relax for a little bit, okay? The bus broke down.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck, bro? Yo, what the Jesus fuck, dude? Oh, shit.
Yo, I know, I...
I want my money back, fuckface.
Get up.
Start it back up!
The ravers begin getting up and exiting the bus.
Fix it.
Somebody fucking fix it.
I don't know what to say.
Fix it.
All right, guys, let's remember the good vibes we had earlier.
Don't say the F word.
Ethan texts Tariq. Dude, where the fuck are you? The bus broke down. He receives a message not sent notification.
Put some sunscreen on. It's 2-3 miles tops.
We want our money back, punk.
All right, Well, look, I mean, you guys signed the thing, and it said no refunds, so...
Yeah, it did also didn't say nothing about the bus breaking down.
Get out of the bus. Get out of the bus.
One of the guys grabs the front of Neil's shirt and shoves him towards the exit.
I don't have your money on me.
Keep fucking talking, buddy.
They surround him threateningly as they step outside. Ethan is on his cell.
You reached Tariq Hariri Management. I'm unavailable.
Ethan alights from the bus and looks past the scattered ravers out into the desert. 3 hours, 27 minutes, and 15 seconds. Ethan sets off down the road by himself. A hand-painted van sidles up to him, and Shani slides the door open.
Hey, you want a ride? You want some peyote?
It's homegrown.
Ethan looks incredulous.
Come on.
He gets in, and a shaggy bearded man with a bandana shuts the door behind him. The back of the bus reads, Hollywood, CA. Meanwhile, Tariq drives along a dirt path.
Insufficient service to determine route. I am unable to identify your current location.
It's gonna be fine.
You are not on the road. You are not on the road.
Now, Crystal enters a storage room with industrial refrigerators, cardboard boxes, and cleaning supplies. She receives a selfie from Jordan saying, still in line. She replies, still in glamorous VIP, and sends him a selfie with storage containers in the background and the caption, turned up. She finds a power outlet and charges her phone. She warily eyes a large, bald man who staggers in and urinates in a mop bucket. Later, two girls and a guy take turns kissing each other. Crystal's battery is up to 9%. She rolls her eyes at an older couple fighting, 25%. A guy throws up into a storage container as Crystal backs away into a corner. 40%. She texts Jordan, come save me. Now, a handsome, slim-faced man fetches a pack of drinks from a fridge.
Hey, what's going on here?
Nothing.
You wait for someone?
Kind of.
She texts Jordan saying, another creep.
Are you sure he knows where to find you?
Jordan replies, getting close. Be in to save you in 15. Outside, Ethan and the others get out of the van in a cloud of smoke.
Thank you.
Be safe, but respect the journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, respect the journey.
Ethan steps up to a lady behind a desk.
Hi, my name's Ethan Shaw. I'm performing.
She consults a clipboard. Ray and Shani dance in line behind Ethan.
I don't have that name on the list.
Are you sure it's Shaw, S-H-A-W?
I know how to spell Shaw. I'm telling you that name, it's not on the list.
Are you sure? Can you just give me one second? Just one second,
sir.
I can't figure this out.
Sorry, the subscriber you are trying to reach is unavailable.
If you'd like to buy a ticket to get in here, the line is next to you.
Ethan eyes the waiting crowd.
That line's gonna take forever. Look, I don't have that kind of time. I have to set up. I swear, can you just... Is there any way you could, like, walkie someone? Isn't that what that's for?
Ethan, take my ticket. I'll get a new one.
What?
Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't seeing him play one of the reasons we came here in the first place? I mean, you need it more than I do. We can wait in the line. It's like 20 minutes. Come on, Shani. It's the right thing to do. If you want to go in now, that's fine, but just I'll wait out here.
Shani cracks a smile.
Fine. Yeah. You should take the ticket.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll be in right behind you. Just pay us back with an amazing set.
I will. I promise. Hey. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you in there.
Thanks.
Ethan heads inside.
Rock it out!
Woo! That was nice, right?
Go get in line.
The sun is low over surrounding hills as Tariq's car drives into the parking lot outside the venue. Inside, he puts a chain strung through Ethan's flash drive around his neck.
I believe myself to be. I am capable, confident, and careful.
Of all the clients I've managed, I gotta tell you, Ethan Shaw is by far my favorite.
Doors open when I walk toward
them. All right, let's do this.
Partygoers dance as they filter through lines. A girl roller skates on her toes. A guy in a pink full body suit joins a similarly dressed group. The thugs from the bus escort Neil along.
I get you guys are strong.
You don't need to stretch my shirt out, though.
Yeah, well, right? That's not gonna happen, all right?
ATM machine's down. Right.
Yep.
What?
Yo, Shani.
Listen, I just want to be in there, okay?
I know. We'll be in literally 7 minutes.
They peck each other's lips.
Woo!
Back in the storage room.
I want something more.
More what?
Crystal receives a text from Jordan.
Hey, is that for me?
She blushes at the man and puts away her phone.
Swirly.
I'm sorry, did you say swirly?
Yeah, swirly.
All right, so wait, you
You want some ice cream now, is that?
No.
No?
No. I mean, like, it's like you go through life alone, right? And all of your experiences, choices, feelings, everything, it's all your own.
Okay, but see, that's freedom.
But I think when you make that connection with somebody, it kind of gets you outside yourself. And then you get to share all of those moments with somebody else, like a perfect sunset, or a festival, or a kiss. That's love. That's all I've ever wanted.
Okay. So what makes you think this guy Jordan is the one to swirl with you?
She looks down with a shy smile.
Ugh, you're gonna laugh at me, so I don't want to tell you that.
Ethan peers up at a giant schedule and sees his name slated for a 7-8 time slot. He spins in place, then wanders through the crowd, lugging around his equipment and looking lost. Time until set, 2 hours, 52 minutes, 48 seconds. He edges uncomfortably through a group of dancing girls and steps up to a stern-faced bouncer wearing a black t-shirt that reads XOXO Staff.
Backstage pass.
Hi, I'm Ethan Shaw. I'm actually performing.
Backstage pass.
Ethan gapes at the man, then steps away to text Tariq. Can't get backstage. Where are you? He gets another unsent message notification.
Look, so I am performing. Is there any way that you could get in contact with someone that might be able to...
Probably not.
I just need time to set my stuff up. So if you could talk to somebody
back... Nah, not right now.
Look, why would I be carrying around all of this crap if I wasn't performing? Just so I could look cool?
Man, I don't question the shit you people do. One guy out there's got a vacuum cleaner. I have no idea what he intends to clean with that thing. You give me a pass, you go through.
Meanwhile, Tariq hands out flyers and CDs.
It's gonna be great, all right? Dude, check out Ethan Shaw at 7 p.m. It's gonna be off the chart, all right? Hey,
a scantily dressed blonde jumps on Tariq and starts making out with him. She sticks out her tongue to reveal an LSD blotter with an arrow-pierced heart on it, then flashes the heart hand symbol and gambles away. Tariq clasps his throat and his eyes grow wide with panic. He tries to make himself throw up.
No. Oh, God. Okay.
In the storage room.
No.
Sometimes we receive messages from the universe that are important, right? But we have a tendency to read them wrong.
Crystal eyes her phone.
Well, who's to say what's right or wrong?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, keep an open mind.
She hesitantly glances at the phone, then back at the man.
Go ahead.
She reads Jordan's text. I'm in. Meet at entrance? Then rests the phone gently against her chest.
You gotta go?
I probably should just go out there, right? I mean, they're never gonna want to leave backstage.
Hey, you know, you'll find it. Or it'll find you.
She leaves with a smile.
Good luck.
Now, Darla sees Crystal leave.
Crystal!
Wait, stay here. I'll grab her.
Darla shrugs.
Okay.
The goateed man follows Crystal outside. Meanwhile, Tariq wanders around in a drugged haze. He gazes around wide-eyed, slaps his cheeks, and his eyelids begin to droop as he heaves in deep breaths. Meanwhile, at an ATM...
There's a $200 limit here. I can't get the whole money out.
Oh, what's your plan now, dude? How are you gonna make this right?
I don't know, but there's a limit, so I can't get it out.
Yeah, you said full fucking refund!
I understand. What do you want me to fucking do?
All right, bro. We're gonna wait 55 minutes, and then you're gonna withdraw it again.
That's just an arbitrary amount of time. It's not gonna...
No, that's genius. That'll work.
Yeah,
dude,
it's gonna even me.
Tariq approaches the ticket counter.
Excuse me, Ethan Shaw.
The woman speaks into a megaphone.
Everyone, XOXO has reached capacity. All entrances are now closed.
Bro, what the fuck?
Like I said, the event is now at capacity. There are no more tickets.
Ray and Shani share a disbelieving look.
Hey,
come on, dude.
Sorry, there are no more tickets.
Neil creeps away from the ATM unnoticed. Tariq looks around wide-eyed. Shani grabs Ray's hand and joins the crowd, rushing toward the entrance gates. Crystal walks out of the VIP lounge. A text from Jordan reads, "Where are you? You want to do this? I'm dying to meet." She replies with a smile, "You sure that's a good idea? Maybe we should wait," and a tongue-out smiley. Back outside, Tariq gazes up at the ticket lady in a trance. The sun blazes behind her head, almost like a halo.
I'm sensing crucial information right now. What I'm saying could save your life.
He answers his phone.
Uh-huh. Tariq, Jesus, where are you?
It is very important that you pay attention.
It's all changed, man. Everything's changed. There was a girl. A bad girl.
What?
I'm so sorry, Ethan.
Are you listening to me, Tariq?
I'm so sorry.
Tariq, I don't understand. What's going on? I can't hear you.
Crystal bumps into Ethan.
I'm so sorry. She was such an idiot. I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's okay.
She helps him with his fallen things, and they gaze at each other shyly.
I don't know. I was on my phone, and...
I was on my phone, too.
You know, people are really into their phones these days.
A wave of angry partygoers flood the gates, forcing them open and barging past security guards. Neil tries to wade in the opposite direction, but gets carried along with the sea of people. Shani drops her ticket. Someone grabs it and vanishes in the confusion. Meanwhile, Ethan straps on his various bags.
Well, it looks like that's everything.
She looks awkwardly at Ethan, who doesn't take his eyes off her.
I'm Ethan.
Nice to meet you. Sorry. I have to go.
She heads off, glancing back at Ethan. He gazes at her with a faint, enamored smile. Now, Tariq is stranded amidst the jostling ravers. The girl with the butterfly wings gets shoved to the ground, and Tariq stares as her wings turn translucent and ethereal, glistening with myriad colors in the sunlight. The assortment of people go by in slow motion. Tariq reaches out to the girl's wings and abruptly gets carried away with the crowd. The girl sits on the ground, crying. Neil and Tariq are pushed into the venue along with the charging crowd. Just as Ray and Shani approach the gates, a fellow raver gets brusquely elbowed to the ground by a hefty security guard. Ray puts his arms around Shani and leads her away from the fierce guard.
Stop. We'll just go turn around. No, I know.
At the backstage entrance.
Look, you don't even have to let me in. Okay, can you just get in contact with someone who knows
her? You guys seen a girl come through here? Pretty, real, young looking?
Yeah, that way.
Look, my name's Ethan Shaw, okay? Ethan Shaw.
Ethan Shaw? Like the YouTube kid?
Yeah.
The goateed man grins.
I'm Chopper. I'm a Velo's manager. You coming in?
Nah, he ain't got a backstage pass, boss.
Nah, he's good. He's with me. Come on.
Back with Ray and Shani.
I'm so sorry, Ethan. Look, should we get back on the bus? Or maybe we can hitch a ride again. There's got to be just a bunch of people that drove all the way out here that aren't getting in, you know?
She glowers.
Hey, talk to me. I'm trying to come up with solutions here. Will you please say something to me? Not make me feel so guilty.
I've got an idea.
She looks pointedly at a manhole cover at their feet. She bites her lips with a mischievous smile, then nods towards the venue. Ray follows her gaze.
No, you don't even know where that goes.
Well, we're not gonna give up already. I'm moving tomorrow, Ray. I'm moving far away. Don't you think you owe me since you gave your ticket away?
She smiles with a shrug. Ray rolls his eyes and gives her a withering look.
Adventure time, Shani and Ray.
Can you look out for cops, please?
Meanwhile, Chopper leads Ethan backstage.
It's a total emergency. They dropped Aoki's cake. I need a new one, stat. Where is the nearest Costco?
Holy shit. That's Walter Robot.
A guy in a robot mask turns to them.
Uh-huh.
Chopper gestures in greeting.
Motherfucker owes me 10 grand.
Chopper fist bumps a burly security guard and enters the VIP lounge. Ethan follows him inside, gazing around.
candy store.
People drink and dance in the dim purple light.
Open bar.
All you can drink. All you can eat.
My man's with me. Come on.
Chopper shows Ethan into a private room. Set time, 2 hours, 33 minutes, 55 seconds. Meanwhile, Tariq's eyes go wide as he takes in the enormity of the venue before him. There are throngs of people in every direction. Two guys with dozens of beaded bracelets and armbands embrace each other. Crystal walks holding a map, consulting it from time to time, and gazing up around her in awe. Places on the map read, Sedona, Neon Jungle, Electric Slide, Stalaglites, Lolita, Glow, and the Main Stage. A large carnival ride spins enormous mechanical arms, and people in elaborate, colorful costumes parade around, dancing. At the Sedona stage, Crystal shields her eyes from the sun as she scans the crowd. Neil gives the stink eye to a guy in a psychedelic tea reading, Have a nice trip. Tariq wanders, stumbling. He spins in place, staring at the sights, then rubs his eyes and swallows nervously. A triple split screen shows Crystal, Neil, and Tariq gazing around. A girl spins a hula hoop around her waist. A guy in a vivid orange costume and cape, patterned with hearts, waves a large orange hand fan. Girls in matching pink outfits and wings rollerblade in a line. Scantily clad young women grin and dance. A guy in a shark costume and a group of girls approach Neil, who squirms away.
All right.
Let's go!
No,
come
thanks. On, go, go, go. You wouldn't want to miss it. Miss Skrillex, go ahead.
Chopper shows Ethan into the spacious private lounge, lit in shades of deep purple and blue.
Welcome to the Lion's Den, kid.
Darla, Nikki, and Chelsea are with a guy in a sleeveless hoodie.
Yo, yo!
Sonic, so this time I want you to maybe throw the laser off the wall and then it can kind of boom off of her buns.
Look what I found hanging around outside. The YouTube kid we were just talking about.
The guy turns to look at Ethan, then gets up to greet him.
Hey. Welcome. Ethan, right?
Ethan hurries forward and stumbles over some decorative vases.
Okay, that's okay. Ethan Shaw, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Avila.
Hey.
Ethan shakes his hand, smiling nervously. Meanwhile, Shani and Ray descend into a sewage tunnel. Ray shines his phone flashlight around.
Okay, so if we went down the ladder here, we should go right to start with, right? That's the direction of the gate?
Yes. Okay, I think we go right.
Okay, then. Onwards.
Above ground, Tariq's eyes roll upwards and he sinks to the ground, sitting down and staring ahead hopelessly. A title flashes beside him, set time, and a series of question marks. He stares wide-eyed at an incoming call from Mr. Henderson. His phone screen ripples like water. Tariq turns to see the drug guy from the bus, who is also holding up his phone and gaping back at him. A speech bubble appears beside the guy's head, reading, Phones. A scared emoji appears beside Tariq's head as he answers the call.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Hariri? Mr. Henderson is waiting for you by the Sedona stage. Are you on your way?
No.
What?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Now, Crystal receives a text from Jordan. Sorry, Bay, change of plans. Meet at Glow Stage. She replies, on my way, with sad and smiling emojis. Elsewhere, the thuggish guys from the bus spot Neil and begin to pursue him. He sees them and runs away into a crowd. Tariq roams through the same crowd, blinking and rubbing his face blearily. Neil bumps into Tariq, who falls through the crowd and finds himself in the VIP lounge.
Listen, but I'm not sure that YouTube hits will translate directly to record sales.
Tariq gapes at a blurry-suited figure gesturing at him.
How to connect those two worlds?
2-month release plan, SoundCloud, on artwork for strategy for...
What the fuck?!
Sales.
Give me a Coca-Cola, Patty.
Tariq!
Suddenly, back in the crowd.
Is the answer not sales?
What's happening right now?
I think I might be dying.
The suited man is now with him and begins dancing goofily with a young raver. Rapid scene changes. Tariq is curled up in the fetal position, clutching his bag. A stretcher carries him away. A funeral home. Tariq is in a coffin.
It is such a tragedy because, as we all know, Tariq had done nothing with his life.
Tariq's father shakes his head. Back in the lounge, Ethan works at his laptop. Chopper sits across from him and gestures to remove his headphones.
Sit back here, right? You like girls, Ethan?
Ethan gives him a shrug and a half smile.
We like blondes, brunettes, Asian chicks.
Ethan stares, dumbfounded.
Ooh, you like Asians.
Chopper gestures to Chelsea and ushers her beside Ethan.
Sarah.
She sits down and grins awkwardly at Ethan. Chopper gives her a stern look.
Take your shirt off and give him a hand job.
Stunned, Ethan and Chelsea look uncomfortably between each other and Chopper. Ethan wears a forced smile, thinly veiling his disbelief. Outside, Neil quirks an eyebrow at a girl wearing a unicorn head mask. He trips and stumbles towards a girl with long pastel-colored braids and peace symbol earrings. She smiles brightly at him.
Your skin is so beautiful. It's like velvet, like rose petals.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, you know, I better...
I'm not from here.
Like from here, or what do you...
She pulls him closer and captures his lips in a sensual kiss. People around them kiss and touch each other with dazed, delirious expressions. At the lounge, Chopper and Avilo are surrounded by girls.
So now, whenever we roll to Amsterdam, we get treated like fucking royalty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't get that kind of shit in the States.
You really can't, you know?
You can't.
You ever been to Amsterdam, Ethan?
No. You ever been out of the country?
Ethan shakes his head.
Shit, you ever left California?
I visited my cousins in Michigan once.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so perfect. Man, your whole life is gonna change.
Change?
When I said we were just talking about you, it was for a specific reason. My boy Avilo here does charity work.
Charity work?
Yeah. No, it's not, okay, it's not exactly charity, I guess. Okay, I've been so unbelievably fortunate. You know, I've had a lot of success. So I like to give back to the kids, you know, who are coming up. I like to throw him a bone, put him on my label. That's why we feature so many collaborations, you know what I mean? Don't worry about that, dude. It's my artist.
See, that's why when we heard your track, we knew you'd be a good addition to the team.
Yeah.
You get the exposure, we get to help a new artist. It's a win-win.
Win-win.
Am I right?
Sure.
I'm sorry. What are you saying?
This is what Chopper's trying to say, okay? You with me? We want you to come on board, do a few tracks for us under my label.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Ethan gapes.
I wish I had my camera. Look at that face.
I think I'm dead. I can't feel my face.
Can you feel my face now?
A girl straddles and kisses him hungrily. 1 hour, 12 minutes, 11 seconds. Chopper and Avilo ogle her buttocks. Meanwhile, Crystal weaves her way through an audience at the Glow stage. Jordan sends her a kiss-faced selfie with the caption, "Where are you?" She types, "I'm in the back, looking for you." She receives a message not sent error and heaves a sigh. In the sewers, Ray carries Shani piggyback while she shines the phone flashlight ahead of them. They peer about in the darkness.
At least your hair smells good. Right or left?
They stop at a fork in the tunnel.
I think we've already gone down that tunnel.
Me too.
Down both tunnels? We're just going in circles. We're never going to get out of here.
This was a great idea, Shan.
Meanwhile...
No, I honestly just can't wait to show you the rest of the tracks. As soon as my manager, Tariq, gets here, I think we...
No. Hold up. Nah, this deal doesn't include no managers.
Right.
If you roll with us, I'll manage you.
But... Tariq's the whole reason why I'm...
Listen, man. Hey, I've seen more DJs than you can count come and go. I think you're talented. I really do. But it is a tough business. I want you to be a star. I want you to see Amsterdam. You know? Just, hey, think about it.
Look, if your manager's so good, how come you couldn't even get backstage? I mean, where the hell's he at?
Tariq stands in a portable toilet, staring around at the graffitied blue plastic walls. Time Until Set displays a series of symbols which appear to melt and drip downward. He looks down, cocking his head at the toilet. He slowly squats before it and lifts the lid. Intense, smoothly morphing colors flash across his face as he stares wide-eyed.
Oh, shit.
In the toilet bowl, he sees a tightly packed, dancing crowd. He waves at them, then lowers his head and stares as the ravers beckon him towards them, grinning. A wide smile lights up his face.
I'm coming!
Tariq dives into the toilet head first. Now, Tariq emerges from a circle of white light into a dark cloud of red, pink, and purple fumes, which illuminate as he passes through them. He falls through hazy clouds and psychedelic swirling patterns. In a hazy flashback, he is driving with Ethan beside him.
Oh my god. Dude, my pocket set. I don't have my pocket set then. I think I left it at my house. Dude, we gotta turn around. I can't play.
In the trunk?
No, I'm sure I left you at the house.
You didn't even pack it?
I know, I didn't pack it.
I can't play without the fucking pocket.
I know I can't play without the pocket, so we gotta go back. Seriously, we gotta turn around.
Ethan.
What?
It's in your hand, man. You've been holding it the whole time.
Ethan looks down at the synthesizer. He shakes his head and runs a hand through his hair.
Thanks, man. I don't know what I would do without you.
You're welcome.
Tariq smiles warmly. As he drives, dense white clouds fill up the road around them.
You'll be fine, man.
Now, Tariq falls through a yellow sky towards a crowd, then plunges into a body of water surrounded by a beam of light. Air bubbles escape his mouth as he rises for air, and suddenly, he is crowd surfing. Meanwhile, Neil and the girl with the braided hair are immersed in their kiss.
Don't you feel it? It's like oxygen, like our hearts and the earth are the same. We're like one.
Yeah, well, fuck yeah.
She kisses another guy.
Oh, who's that guy?
The guy moves in to kiss Neil.
What's going on there? Hey, no, you know what? I can't. I think I'm done. Thank you, but I think I'm done.
Oh, God.
Elsewhere, Crystal walks while texting. No reception at Glow Stage. Meet at Lolita. She bumps into Tariq lying on the ground, now in his tank top.
Help me.
Oh.
Help me, please.
I'm sorry. I gotta go.
No, please. Please. I need water.
Okay. Come on.
Crystal helps him up, and he slumps over her shoulders. Meanwhile, a pixie-haired girl approaches Neil.
Hey, would you mind taking a photo for us?
Yeah, why don't...
It'll take 2 seconds.
You all have your phones on you. Why don't you just live in the moment for 2 seconds? You don't need to document everything. Everyone's gonna believe that you were here. You don't need to Snapchat it, okay?
I didn't ask for a lecture. I just asked for a picture. And I picked you because you look like you're here by yourself and not having a good time.
He scowls.
So if you want to stay miserable, you're more than welcome to, but it might be more fun if you come and hang out with us.
He quirks an eyebrow.
Come on.
She grins sweetly at Neil, and he gives her a small shrug and a nod. Now, Tariq drinks from a gardening faucet and flops back down on a grassy slope. Crystal sits beside him.
He's not a bad man, you know? He just... wants what he thinks is best for me.
Who does?
I'm his only son. In Lebanon, that's a big deal. A son is your legacy.
I see.
I need to prove myself to him. And then he'll see. He'll see I was right. I'll buy him a car. Ferrari. No, it's too expensive. I'll buy him a bike.
Grainy footage shows Tariq's dad gleefully riding a bicycle on a quiet suburban street.
Uh.
Grinning, Tariq waves with his eyes closed. Crystal smiles, watching him.
Look, I don't know your dad.
Lachran Hariri.
Or you, actually. I feel like you're not even going to remember anything I say, because you're like the poster child for Dare right now.
Just say no.
But,
Tariq's head lolls.
I think part of growing up is accepting the fact that you're not always going to get everybody's approval. It's a waste of your time to try, you know? I mean, we only get, what, like 80-ish years on this planet?
80 years.
Do you really want to spend all that time worrying about what your dad thinks?
Tariq's eyes open, and he gazes blearily at Crystal.
I think you should meet my friend Ethan.
She gives him a small, unsure smile. In the VIP lounge, Ethan plays a Velo and Chopper a track.
I'm still tweaking it, but that's basically what it's gonna sound like.
Whoa, that was fucking sick, man! That shit could blow up,
dude,
right?
Dude, that was seriously really good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about adding an LFO after, like, the second drop, but...
It would be amazing if we could get that, like, right now. Don't you think, dude? Do you have that USB on you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really
finished. Is this kid aware that he's supposed to be on the Lolita stage in 10 minutes?
10 minutes? Fuck!
Ethan rushes to grab his things and runs out of the lounge. Set time, 9 minutes, 49 seconds. Meanwhile, at an indoor stage, Neil stands with the pixie-haired girl who dances with her friends. His feet are completely still. Slowly, he starts bobbing his head. The girl dances in front of him, touching his chest lightly with her fingers. Neil's left foot begins softly tapping the floor. He taps his hand against the side of his thigh. The girl takes a picture of her friends as she dances. Neil's eyes split from side to side. His other foot starts tapping. He quirks an eyebrow at a girl waving around glow sticks. His head and shoulders bob up and down with the music, and his hands and feet tap faster. Neil bursts into dance, jumping and waving his arms above him, grinning. He takes the glow sticks from the girl and spins them around as he dances, relaxed and enjoying himself. The pixie-haired girl and her friends dance around him. Meanwhile, Tariq walks with Crystal.
And what you're saying is that I should tell my dad to close the rest of the girl.
What? No, what I'm saying is that you should...
Tariq wanders off towards the thuggish guys, who are high.
Hey, guys, come on. No, don't talk about your friend like that, okay? He's beautiful, and he's your friend. He's our friend.
He's our friend.
The tough guys tear up and fall into a group hug. Crystal smiles as she watches. She receives a text from Jordan. Bay, at Lolita stage, where are you? Grinning, Tariq eyes a rainbow vest that one of them is wearing and rubs his palms over it. The vacuum cleaner guy arrives and starts vacuuming the vest. Inside, Neil dances up a storm, spinning the glow sticks expertly and hopping lightly on his feet.
Crunch, crunch, wherever we go, visualize it.
I'll give you something to do.
Tariq, now wearing the rainbow vest, dances nearby with the thuggish guys. Tariq stops and notices Neil.
Holy cow! Hey, check out that old guy! Check him out!
He heads towards Neil with the others in tow.
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's the guy from the fucking bar!
Alarmed, Tariq shields Neil from the others.
Guys, what do we talk about? This man is an amazing dancer, and we have the glorious opportunity to dance with him.
Yeah.
Oh, so who do you want to be, Chad?
I want to be the guy that dances with him.
What?
Chad,
it's a good choice. It's a good choice!
Chad starts hopping excitedly and pulls Neil towards them. Tariq joins Neil's palms with one of Chad's and one of the others, and they make a series of gestures.
Peace! Love! Unity!
B-L-U-R flashes across the screen in brilliant blues, pinks, and yellow, and the guys start dancing exuberantly. The girls join in. Later, they leave the dance floor together.
DJ, you should do this shit in the 90s. I mean, it's not a big deal, but...
You were telling me you were here doing this 20 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, not at this exact place, but yeah, totally.
Wow, dude, I got on the rave when I was 1 year old.
Oh, guys. Ethan Shaw is on the Lolita stage right now.
That's my best friend.
Okay.
That's my best friend, Ethan.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
Now, Ethan heads up a short flight of stairs and emerges behind a DJ booth on stage. A sound technician stands nearby.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Ethan hurriedly unpacks some of his equipment before the waiting audience.
I got a V1 launch pad and an RMX.
No. We don't have the inputs for those cables.
Okay.
You got it? Oh, man, your set's getting shorter every second.
Yeah, I know.
Ethan's hand fumbles with a flash drive. Back in the sewers.
We're fucked.
Stop saying that. Can you hear that?
Dude, we're definitely, gonna get cholera or typhoid or Lyme disease. Okay, there's rusty shit everywhere in here. I'm not going any further.
Really? How did the planet get out of here? We just stay in the same place.
Here we are, as always, stuck in the middle of some ridiculous shit all because you think you're so free and you're so adventurous and you're so crazy and you're so...
But at least I'm not scared of a tunnel.
No, you know what you are? You're scared of a conversation. Hey, you were afraid of having a conversation about the fact that you are moving away and that we are going to...
She runs away.
Jenny, where are you going?
All right, you ready?
Ethan looks up helplessly at the sound tech.
Good job, everybody.
His expression frantic, Ethan starts to DJ. The crowd wave their hands to and fro as they dance. Ethan scrambles at the controls. Neil and Tariq enter. Their faces fall.
Come on! He's my best friend!
They weave through the crowd, and Tariq looks up at Ethan concernedly. Nearby, Jordan steps up behind Crystal and covers her eyes with his hands.
Guess who?
Who?
They hug.
I'm super glad we did.
Crystal blushes under his gaze.
This guy sucks, by the way. Want to get out of here?
I thought we were going to wait for him to play all I ever wanted. Look, I even made him...
Nah, he was all hype. Come on, let's get out of here.
Jordan puts an arm around her and walks her out. Neil and Tariq exchange a look as they watch Ethan struggling on stage. People begin leaving. Back underground.
Jenny, where are you going?
If you want to be in this tunnel forever, that is fine with me, but I am going to go out and go to the fence.
Oh, fine. You know, go ahead. Run away. Do what you do best.
If I have to spend 1 minute longer with you, I am going to fully freak out.
She stumbles and falls.
Jenny.
Don't touch me. Well, congratulations. You got what you wanted, didn't you? Now, let's just talk about it. Finish your sentence. We're going
to... break up.
Shani stares up at him. Now, Neil looks on tensely as Tariq joins Ethan backstage and tries to help carry his equipment.
I can do it myself.
Ethan, come on, man. It wasn't that bad.
Dude, what the fuck? I've been trying to get a hold of you for literally hours.
Yeah, my buzz buddy, man. Let's crush that.
Drug guy leaves. Ethan takes in Tariq's appearance.
Are you fucked up right now? Is that why you haven't been picking up your phone? You've just been too busy partying to worry about the little details, like how the fuck I get into the festival?
I didn't take anything.
Honestly, I don't care what your excuse is. You knew that I was scared shitless, and that I needed you. You're not just a shitty manager, Tariq. You're a shitty friend.
Tariq's expression crumbles.
Man, I'm sorry.
Whatever, dude. Avilo offered me a collaboration deal, and I think I'm gonna take it. It doesn't involve you, but since it doesn't seem like you give much of a shit about being my manager, it shouldn't really bother you too much. Have fun doing whatever the fuck it is you've been doing.
Meanwhile, Jordan leads Crystal into an iridescent faux jungle.
I've been saving this for you.
Fluorescent colors shine on their clothes and surroundings.
Oh my goodness. Wow, this is amazing.
Really cool, right?
Oh, so cool.
Jordan sneaks behind Crystal and kisses her neck.
Are you drunk?
What?
Just seem way too sober for this party. Gonna miss the whole experience.
Oh, I mean, I had a little.
Yeah? Come follow me.
He takes her hand and leads her further inside. Meanwhile, the main stage glows with beaming lights and colored displays on giant screens. Ethan sits off to a side, watching dejectedly. Avilo joins him.
Fucking cows. You say throw your hands to the left, they go to the left. You say go to the right, they go to the right. You know what I see when I look out there? $10. $10. $10. $10. $10. Nothing.
Ethan turns away, incredulous.
Hey, don't worry about your set, man. No, that shit does not matter. I tell these people what to like. They are gonna like you, okay? It's not romantic, I know, but it's a business. And the sooner you realize that, the easier it's gonna be for you, okay? You know, just get those tracks to me as soon as you can, and I'll get them in the right hands. And, you know, Chopper's gonna come by in a little bit, finalize the deal, all that bullshit. All right, buddy, good talk.
With an unsettled expression, Ethan watches him go. Ray now sits before Shani on the tunnel floor.
I don't know how to do anything without you. I don't even want to match my own socks on my own. How am I supposed to move to Big Dumb New York on my own?
Oh, come on. It's a big adventure.
Ray's smile fades, and he grows serious.
Well, you're gonna have to grow up a little bit, Shan. No more jumping in sewer tunnels. And on my end, I need to remember that sometimes jumping in sewer tunnels is important.
No. Oh, this was dumb. This was dumb.
Shani smiles weakly.
But that one time we went skinny dipping in Ash Meadows, that was pretty great. You gotta remember to do stuff like that.
Ray nods with a brief smile.
No girls.
Yeah, it's a little bit for life.
That's right.
He gazes into her eyes.
You are the strongest, most courageous person I've ever met. You're gonna be fine.
She nods.
Why the fuck that we are going to be fine? It'll be all right.
He wipes her damp cheeks with his thumbs, and she smiles, teary-eyed.
Let's just stay in this tunnel forever.
I'm done with this fucking tunnel.
They rest their foreheads against each other. Ray gently kisses Shani's head. Meanwhile, Crystal sips from Jordan's hydration pack and recoils slightly.
Who else have you seen play?
I saw a bunch of people, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're there on Ethan Troy and shit.
Yeah. Actually, I think I met him backstage for like a second.
He gently nuzzles her neck.
Well, I guess met isn't really the right word. I guess I had to like run off and see you, but he seemed really nice. I didn't really recognize him at first.
He squeezes her buttocks.
Hey, there's no rush here. You know, I just got here. Maybe we can just, hang out?
We are hanging out.
He pins her hands at her sides and continues kissing her.
Yeah, but, I meant more like, talk. Like, maybe we can talk.
We've been talking for a month. What's left to talk about?
I don't know. Your life? Your family?
Why do you want to talk about my family?
He slides his hand between her thighs.
I just,
Starting to cry, she pushes him away.
I don't want this.
What? What do you want?
She hurries away.
What'd you think was gonna happen?
Rushing past dancers outside, Crystal removes her beaded bracelet and tosses it to the ground. In a montage, Ethan sits alone on a couch in the lounge. Tariq and Neil stand facing each other outside, and in the sewer, Shani caresses Ray's face.
You like boulders. It rains over me.
A beam of warm golden light shines down on Ethan, glittering specks lazily descending around him. Dim red light grows brighter over Crystal as she sits crying on a flight of stairs, hugging herself. Shani inches her face towards Ray and begins gently kissing him as shimmering pink rays of light envelop them. Now, Tariq cries into Neil's chest, hugging him tightly, while Neil's arms hang limply at his sides. He awkwardly pats Tariq's back. Pale blue glimmering light flares down on them. The handsome man from the storage room sits on the couch near Ethan.
Hey, is this seat taken?
Ethan shrugs and looks away.
Hey man, what are you doing stuck in VIP with all these jokers?
Ethan glances around.
Don't you know there's a huge party going on?
The man smiles. Meanwhile, Neil pulls away from Tariq, who is still crying.
Look, I know this is none of my business, but that's not a deal.
What?
Fucking Avilo, that's not a deal. That's what he does. He gets a bunch of younger artists and he collaborates with them. He uses his name. He keeps all the money. Trust me, I know. I know from personal experience. You're a man, all right? Don't cry, you're a fucking man.
All right, so what do I do?
I think I can help you.
Neil types on his phone. Meanwhile, Crystal's bracelet gets kicked around by several pairs of strolling feet until a braceleted hand stoops to pick it up. Back at the lounge.
Felix's such an idiot. I thought I could just come here and play the perfect set and everything else would just fall into place.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
No. Pretty much the opposite of that happened.
Yeah, well, maybe you're just not a very good DJ then.
What?
Oh, maybe you should try to do something else. Something like, real estate.
Who the fuck are you, dude? You just show up out of nowhere like some mystery guru guy who's supposed to give me some life-affirming advice or whatever, and that's the best you got?
The man gives him a cool shrug, smiling.
My mom wanted to be a singer more than anything in her life. But she had me when she was 18, and you know what? She gave up, because she thought that was unrealistic.
Yeah, it is unrealistic.
Well, fuck realistic. Look, I'm a great fucking DJ. This music means everything to me. And I'm not gonna let it all slip away just because things aren't panning out exactly the way I expect them to.
The man sits forward with a conspiratorial smile.
All right. I think you should go dance.
What?
I think if you go out there, many things will become clear for you. That's the beauty of it, man. I created this festival because I like to dance. And dancing, it's important. Oh, shit.
He glances at a text.
And so is connecting with old friends. Get out there, man.
Meanwhile, Shani lies with her head on Ray's chest as he reclines against the curved wall of the tunnel. Their eyes are closed. She nuzzles him, stirring, then opens her eyes and sits up.
I knew I heard something.
She stands and pulls Ray to his feet.
Come on, this way. It's over here.
Now, drug guy finds Crystal.
Hey, pretty girl. You lost this, huh?
He hands her the bracelet.
How did... I didn't lose it. I threw it away.
He holds her face.
We're in the center of the universe. You can't throw anything away.
He gazes at the sky.
If it's meant to find you, it finds you. I try to throw my shoes away, but they keep coming back.
He spaces out tearfully.
They keep coming back.
Okay. Well,
he leans into her, suddenly happy again.
Not that it makes any difference, but I think this is meant for someone else.
Yeah. Your soulmate? I met him earlier. Average height, blondish, brownish hair. He was carrying too much stuff.
I think you're confused.
She heads off.
Don't forget to enjoy the party. You'll be home sitting in front of the computer soon enough.
Shani leads Ray down a tunnel, and they suddenly halt.
Oh my gosh.
No.
They rush forwards, and Ray climbs an exit ladder.
Dude, I'm going.
Salvation.
A circle of light shines down on Shani as she waits below, grinning.
I can bring out.
Come on, let's go. We don't listen.
Meanwhile, Ethan and Crystal step out into the festival and begin to amble aimlessly. Crystal looks wide-eyed at a crowd holding up signs before one of the stages. She looks at trees lit up with colored lights and begins swinging her arms as she continues walking.
What about a hit? What about a hit of your love? Start to shake with your hair. Will it ever click? Will it ever click? Are you a freak? You turn and face me. Maybe this time I'll choose. What about a hit?
Fireworks light up the sky above the main stage, which flashes the letters XOXO. Crystal's expression brightens and she spins and skips as she pushes forward into the crowd. Ethan nears the side of the stage and watches the packed, dancing audience. Crystal gazes in awe at the trails of gold blazing up into the sky. A guy nearby holds up his palm to her and she high-fives it. Ethan joins the dancers and smiles at the stage, which blazes with pulsing lights and plumes of smoke. Crystal hops and spins and plays as she begins to dance, and elsewhere in the crowd, so does Ethan.
What about a hit of your love?
They throw their arms in the air and lose themselves in the music as they sway, smiling contentedly to themselves. They now dance beside each other, still lost in their own worlds. Crystal accidentally bumps into Ethan, and they stop dancing to grin at each other.
I love your song!
What?
I still love your song!
Thank you!
They gaze into each other's eyes, their faces inches apart. The lights from the stage form an ethereal glow behind their profile. Crystal looks back at Ethan helplessly as her friends surround her and pull her away. He smiles to himself, looking thoughtful, then turns and weaves through the crowd in a different direction. Backstage, Avila walks with Chopper and a tech guy. A makeup artist dabs a brush at his face.
No, man, I told you, I don't want that shit so close to my fucking face. Guess what? It's fucking hot. You want me to look sweaty?
No. Huh? You want me to go out there and faint? Is that what you want?
I can't do it.
What?
I really appreciate the offer. It's easily the most amazing opportunity I've ever had in my entire life, and maybe the most amazing one I probably ever will have, but I just think my priorities are a little bit...
Just slow down for a second, kid, all right? Just think about what you're doing here.
I'm in this because I love it, not because I want to take shortcuts to make money.
It's a joke, right?
I want to work with my best friend. And if the only deal you'll make is one that doesn't involve him, then I'm sorry. But
Ethan,
I'm going to have to...
Ethan, stop. Stop, dude. It's a mistake. Look, I don't want to hold you back, man. If doing the deal without me is what you have to do, then
Tariq,
that's what you got to know. I'm so sorry that I fucked up, man. But this guy, he doesn't want to help you. He just wants to use you.
Tariq.
Dude, I want to be your manager, but more than that, I want to be your best friend.
Tariq! I didn't take the deal.
Stop. This Care Bear is your fucking manager?
Rambo Bright here.
You didn't?
No.
What the fuck is he doing here?
Neil is with them.
Why is he here?
He helped me get back here so I could talk to you and stop you from making this big mistake. Man, Ethan, I am so, so sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey! Shut up, okay? You want to blow this chance? That is fine. That's up to you. There's a million other bedroom DJs out there just like you.
Millions.
Yeah. Do you hear that? Wait, do you hear it? Yeah. I own these people.
We own these people.
I'm the king of this motherfucking kingdom, baby.
Lion's Den, yo.
Yeah, that's right. Guess what? You're just gonna have to enjoy a lifetime of your mom singing on your tracks to the audience in your bedroom.
Joe broke ass.
Yeah, because that's all you're gonna ever do, forever. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Neil punches Avilo in the face.
I've wanted to do that for so long.
What the fuck was that?
That was fast.
Anders arrives and helps Chopper restrain Avilo.
Chill. Where the fuck were you?
Escort him out of the building.
Chopper, get him, motherfucker.
Try that shit with me, man. Try that shit with me.
Fuck you.
Several security guards arrive at the scene. Tariq and Ethan flee. Anders puts an arm around Avilo.
Hey,
relax.
I'm so sorry. Let's get back to the trailer.
All right.
Cool off. Let's cool off.
Would you become such a homo?
A guard escorts Ray and Shani.
And then there was this riot, right? And then we lost our
feet. We're in the sewer tunnel forever.
With Neil.
Ever.
Why are you stretching? Everyone's stretching out my fucking shirt, dude. Is this a festival of stretching out shirts?
You have to get in, like you don't.
Their paths converge.
That is the dick who left us on
yep.
the side of the road. I was telling you the truth.
Yeah, I'm sorry, really. I am.
Ow, hey, what the fuck? What you guys smell like. You are. That's the worst smell I've ever smelled. You guys smell fucking dead. It smells like a fucking shit, like you shit eggs.
That is nasty.
Did you shit on them?
You know, thanks for everything.
Did the fucking security guy shit on you?
You really provided the service you claimed to provide. I mean...
No, actually.
I feel grateful.
Have a great life.
Hey, the boss said you could come back.
All right, hold on. Wait one second. Whoa. Don't do extra arm movements because the smell comes over. But,
this is crazy.
Can you ask if I can bring my friends with me?
They're covered in shit.
I know, but just come with us. But when you come with us, stay
he's
that far away. But come with us. But well, let me go first.
They're
let me walk first. Come on.
Now, Tariq shoves Ethan backstage.
We're gonna steal the set. Go.
Ethan peers past a curtain at flashing lights.
Holy shit, dude. What the fuck are we doing?
I said we're gonna steal the set.
Tariq starts barricading the corridor behind them.
Dude, no.
This is your moment, Ethan. You gotta grab it.
No, dude, I can't do that. Blowing it at Lolita was bad enough, but this? Dude, I can't do it.
Ethan, what did I say to you earlier? You deserve to be here now. Are you going to commit to this, or are you going to chicken out and sit at home with your grandma? We came here so you could play, so now go fucking play.
I can't do it. Dude,
Ethan,
I can't do it.
Ethan, I believe in you completely.
No, like, I literally can't do it. I don't have my equipment or any of my music or any of that shit.
Tariq tugs the flash drive from the chain around his neck.
Tariq, you know that shit's not ready yet.
This is literally the one thing that I did not lose while I got swept up in a riot. I died of a drug overdose. I went to hell. I was seduced and attacked by aliens, and I had the spiritual experience of swimming in the bloodstream of an enormous supernatural toilet. Yes, the tracks are ready. You are ready. Please do its journey justice.
Ethan throws his arms around Tariq and hugs him tight. He takes the flash drive.
I'm still kind of mad at you.
I love you!
Tariq grins and holds his arms wide open. Ethan climbs a narrow metal staircase leading up to the elaborate main stage, surrounded by scaffolding which reflects a deep, inky blue light. He steps up behind the turntables and makes a few cursory checks, then looks out over the seemingly endless crowd. He speaks into a mic.
I'm not Avilo. My name's Ethan Shaw. I hope that's okay.
In the audience, Chase pumps his fists.
Yes! Oh my God! Yes!
Shani and Ray hop in place. Drug guy is at the front of the crowd, holding a selfie stick and gazing around with an incredulous smile. Ethan shuts his eyes and his hand trembles holding the flash drive. He takes a deep breath and inserts it into the console. Meanwhile,
Neil Burke hit me in the fucking face.
I thought you said that dude was dead.
It was a fucking metaphor, man. I meant that his fucking relevance was dead.
All right, chill. You good enough to play? You gotta get out there.
They can fucking wait, thank you.
Chopper looks up with a frown.
The fuck? The fuck is that?
He tries the door of the trailer.
Just fucking open it.
I'm trying to open it.
Just open the fucking door, Chopper.
Fucking lock. The fucking lock.
Outside, an iron bar is jammed across the door. One of the bodyguards who is with Anders keeps watch outside the trailer. Now, Crystal stands beaming as her friends point excitedly at the stage and begin to dance. Ethan smiles, the stage lights casting a warm glow across his face. A rapid montage of smiling faces and dancers in the crowd. Ethan jumps in time to the beat, throwing his arms towards the wildly dancing ravers. Shani and Ray dance up against each other, still smeared with sewer waste. Crystal grins proudly as she watches Ethan, who dances as he performs. Meanwhile, Tariq sees security personnel heading backstage and hurries through a curtain.
Oh, shoot!
Anders catches up to them.
Hey guys, don't worry about them, all right? Stand down. I got this.
Neil joins him.
That was amazing, right? I know you at least liked that a little bit.
Man, your little buddies just hijacked DeVillo's set. Someone is definitely gonna be suing my ass.
Well, that's what you have fucking big lures for, right?
Anders smiles.
I'm sorry, you know, about
it's not
like.
Necessary, man. We're good.
I've been a baby about the whole fucking thing, but it's. Well, I think it's cool that. I mean. You know, you stuck with it.
I think it's pretty cool, too, man.
They share a hug.
Come on, man.
Come on, man, let's get out.
Yeah, let's go.
Audience members toss large glowing orbs over their heads. The balls change color with each bounce. Tariq is now on one side of the stage, applauding and dancing exuberantly. Colored plumes of smoke and jets of water shoot up before the stage. Ethan's playlist slips into the last track, Untitled. Jay escapes in shock on finding Neil beside him. In slow motion, Crystal slowly begins to dance, while Ray and Shani stand with their foreheads touching. Ray takes her head in his hands and kisses her forehead. Drug Guy dances to the beat with Chad and the Tough Guys. They are all grinning like kids in a candy store. Neil unabashedly gets into the music beside Jace. Shani is now crying. Ray holds her with a comforting smile. Crystal slips away from her friends. Neil and Jace spin glow sticks as they dance.
I fucking love you, XOXO!
Jace links his arms around Neil. Drug Guy and the others hop and spin in a tight circle. Ethan embraces Tariq and they pump their fists in the air and start to dance. Ray lifts Shani up in his arms, and they kiss. Ethan now walks through the pit, high-fiving people and posing for selfies. Tariq gazes around him, his face glowing with joy. Crystal enters the pit and heads toward Ethan. He sees her, and his grin morphs into a shy smile. He shrugs. Crystal blushes and looks up as fireworks burst in the sky above them. Now, Ethan holds Crystal and they inch closer together. She wraps her arms around his neck and they kiss. Against a black background, dazzling neon lights form the title XOXO. The lights go out in a shower of multicolored sparks. Clips of Drug Guy's adventures play across credits, which appear in the form of neon signs.
Come with me to the festival. XOXO!
Directed by Christopher Louis. Jay stands near the broken-down bus, looking downcast. Drug Guy strokes Jace's head and makes a hand heart with him. Story by Christopher Louis. Written by Dylan Meyer. Produced by Max Lightman. Joe Russell, PGA. Christopher Louis, PGA. Pete Tone. Dan Schaefer. Executive producer, Ian Brick. Executive producers, Kirsten Emhoff, Ellie Brown, Suzanne Hargrove. Executive producers, Desiree Harrington, Sarah Hyland, Dylan Meyer, Bill Barminski, Michael Milas, Tariq Merham. Executive music producer, Pete Tone. Director of photography, Damian Acevedo. Production designer, Philip Salik. Confetti fills the air and vivid stage lights radiate in different directions. In the pit, Drug Guy puts an arm around Ethan, who grins. Edited by Debbie Germino. On stage, Tariq hugs a tech guy. Composer, Aaron Drake. Visual effects, Sabor Amirazadi. Sound designer, Nathan Royal. Casting by John McCallery. More fireworks blaze up into the sky and spin on a wheel high above the stage. Sarah Hyland as Crystal, Graham Phillips as Ethan, Brett Delbuno as Tariq, Krista Elia as Neil, Haley Kiyoko as Shani, Colin Woodell as Ray. A logo of a bird's clawed foot appears above the title, Pretty Bird. Memory of David Boog Crayer, Ann Jackson. Country of origin, United States of America. XOXO LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of U.S. copyright and the Berne Convention, as well as other international laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture or any part thereof, including soundtrack, could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. XOXO. Copyright 2016 XOXO LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.